Here we go. We are at Yeshivat HaKotel, 5773, winter session, studying the book of Netivot Shalom, and for the Parsha of Vayeshev, right before Hanukkah, 5773. We're in page Reish Nun Hey. It's Dibur Amadchil, Godel HaNisayon Shel Yosef, the great test of Joseph, okay? And I just want to do the part two of it. Part two. B'gemara ita b'perush akatuv v'yavo baita lasot melachto. It says the Gemara explains that when Yosef, it says Yosef came home to do his business, his work. Dehainu shekvar nichna liitzro. That's it. He had already fallen. He was broken by, we're just starting. It says that Yosef came to the house to do his work, and that he had fallen for the Yetzer Hara. That's it. He was going to do a sin with Mrs. Potiphar. Ela sheniret lo dmut yukono shel aviv v'nitzol. However, he saw like an image of his father. Some people say in the window, Midrash says. Other people say in a mirror in her room. But he saw an image of his father. Some people say that he saw himself and that he looked like his father. Lichora davar soter lekol ma'amrei chazal. However, this seems to fly in the face of what Chazal say. Hamefligim begodel amidato shel Yosef ben Yisrael. They say Joseph was able to withstand a great test. And yet there's a Midrash, and even Rashi quotes it, that he was about to fall. V'kinizkar she'ayam lo nikra b'zchut Moshe v'Aaron. When the Red Sea split, it says it did not split for Moses, for Aaron, and the 600,000 Jews. Ela mikoch Aaronos shel Yosef. Rather from the bones, the coffin of Joseph. Deim kimat nichshal, and so he's asking a question. So, but if he almost faltered and failed, v'rag dmut yukonos shel aviv mana min ha'avera, and his father's image stopped him from sinning, ma godel zchuto ha'difaz zchutam shel Moshe. So, what's the big deal? Why did he do? Why is he better than Moshe v'chol Yisrael? Shenasayam dafka mipnei aron. That the sea like retreated from his coffin. Od amru Yosef. Michelo natnu lo haynu kishkar al sham akshar al shamad benisayon, right? Veita sham shekibel shkar al machshava shelo chashav be'avra va'al lev shelo hira be'avra. He was totally like, it was totally all him, and he didn't even think a bad thought, according to one statement. He didn't have a bad thought in his heart. But does that not fly in the face of that he almost failed, he almost sinned? So was he himself totally pure, or did he need the assistance of God or to see his father's image to be saved? So why does he get merit for not thinking bad thoughts if we, in this other place, we said that he almost failed? It says the second source says that he didn't even think of sinning, and this other first source says that he almost sinned. Odiksha b'sifrei kedushim pri haaretz b'parshatenu she'im ken madu Yosef mechayev et reshaim. It says like this, that Joseph makes the wicked look bad. Hello, lo nim olo mana et atzmo ki mechamat ra'oto dmut diukono shel aviv. He himself almost fell, faltered. He needed the image of his dad. He needed some kind of reminder. V'ulai kol ha'rasha'im, im haya nira'a lahem kmo ken diukono shel aviv, hayu nimneim lichto. Maybe the sinners, if they would see their dad's image in a moment, like if they're about to steal something, then they'd be like, you know, they're about to steal something from a jewelry store, suddenly they see the image of Father Jacob. Maybe they would also not sin. He had a miracle happen to him, so maybe he doesn't deserve so much. How is it that we say about Yosef that he's this righteous person who's the foundation of the world and part of the carriage of God's train, and he has the midah? What do we call midah? The characteristic of yisod, which is foundation, which means this purity of the sexuality. Shekimat v'nichshal be'avera, he almost faltered. Ilulei dmut yukono shel aviv shitzalto min avera. That the only way he didn't falter is because he saw his father's image. V'dochak lefaresh shekol hane deot lo svira lei kehai man de'amar she'amad echto v'niret lo dmut yukono shel aviv. Anyway, the point is he's saying it's hard to, what do we call it? harmonize. It's hard to harmonize between these two things. He's going to come out with a very excellent distinction.
It's hard to say that because like there is an opinion that the image didn't come to him, and it's like it's hard to say that everyone, that every single thing we're learning is like only according to that one opinion.
So, like, okay, but you agree that there's a very divergent perspective on how Yosef handled it. Was he this like super pure righteous person that was able to totally overcome this incredible test, or was he just about to fail? If he was just about to fail, that he overcomes, that's not, there's nothing wrong with it, but it's like a different, we have two different basically characters here. So which one is it? And the Netivot Shalom is going to come out. This is why I wanted to learn this with you tonight, because he's going to come out with what I think is a unique and smart and something that we need to think about. V'yesh lomar ha'inyan, dehine yishnam gimel ofanim b'yetzer hara mitgaber l'adam. There's three different ways that the Yetzer Hara can overcome a person, the evil inclination. Yishno Yetzer Hara mitgaber be'ofen chad pami, shemefateh da'adam la'avira mesuyamet. There's a Yetzer Hara that comes to you in a one-time shot and tries to get you to do one avira. And v'kol matarato l'achshir et ha'adam be'avira zot. The whole purpose of the Yetzer Hara in that case is to get you to falter on one particular sin. However, yesh od yoter b'chinat itgabrut yetzara she'eino mefateh et ha'adam la'avira mesuyamet, ela matarato lishtalet alav legamre. There's a different yetzara, right, that wants to totally overtake your being. Totally overtake your being. An example of that, by the way, I think is pornography. By the way, I just want to make a parenthetical point here, which is pornography today is like Eshet Potifar. Once, many years ago, I was in Tzfat, and I overheard a man talking about the television. Television's so passe. I mean, today we're dealing with the internet and the phone and all that. And he said something very interesting. He said that the television is like Giloy Arayot, like sexual immorality, like spilling of blood and Avodah Zarah right inside your home. But on the simple level, Eshet Potifar could be right in this telephone that I'm holding. Or on the internet, it's a very hard sin that people fall for today. And that's why actually the meat of Yosef is so important. By the way, just another parenthesis: don't be surprised that we live in an age where that kind of stuff, let's call it smut, is rampant, and therefore the tomb of Yosef is also destroyed. Some of the mystics say that the reason the tomb of Yosef is destroyed today is because the midah of Yesod is today destroyed. Okay. There's a famous Gemara in Nedarim, which I love very much, which is about the Nazir that came from the south. He had very beautiful eyes, and he was very good looking, and he had very beautiful hair, and he saw his own image in the water, and he decided, and he kind of like wanted to fall in love with himself, and this Yetzer Hara wanted to destroy him. This is obviously a exact copy of the Greco-Roman story of Narcissus. It is exactly. I really want to write about this. And the opposite was this young Jew who like shaved off his, he became a Nazir. He grew out his hair to make it look ugly, and then he shaved it off at the end and brought a korban. So the Yetzer Hara there was not trying to get him to do one specific sin. It was trying to totally destroy him. Ela shepachas alav yetzer hara lasito shimashech achar yofi mar'eu. The Yetzer Hara wanted him to fall in love with himself and become narcissistic. Valideze lishtalet alav legamrei ulotordo min olam. And this young man knew that the Yetzer wanted to destroy him totally. So it's a different kind of Yetzer. So what do we say so far? There's a Yetzer that tries to get you to do one little sin. Eat that candy. I know it's been only 4 hours and 59 minutes since I ate meat, but that chalavi thing, and you're like, oh, but it's mutter, this and that. Oh, tries to get you in one little sin. Or there's a second kind of sin, which is like, tries to get you totally hooked into something. Let's say you want to do heroin, and you start with heroin, you're going down a road that is like so hard to get out of. So it wants to take you all the way down. Omnam yesh od madriga shlishit shel yetzer hara she'eino nogea rak le'adam atzmo, ela leklal Yisrael. Then there's a different kind of thing. There's a much bigger kind of sin, which is not an individualized sin to individual people. Rather, it tries to attack the am in toto. For example, it tries to make you fall in love with living in America, for example. Okay? There's all kinds of sins that attack the nation. Hey, Shayetz or tries to tell you that it's a good idea to give away land to the Arabs for peace. Okay, there's all kinds of generalized sins. There's generalized sins. Or it tries to make you watch some kind of Israeli TV show that, you know, will spark the wrong kind of thoughts in your head. Sheyetzer hara ba la'adam gadol, when this yetzer hara comes to a big person, shehu bebchinat neshama kolel, when it comes to a person who is basically a generalized soul or a soul that encompasses the Jewish people, like a great righteous person, b'matara la'apilo birshuto, it tries to destroy him and take him out of his holy place. Sheal yedei zeh yapil et kol klal Yisrael. If such a great man is affected by this, Rachmana Letzlan, and by the way, my dear friends, my sweet friends, you know that the Gemara says, Gadol mechavero yitzro gadol mimeno, a person who is greater than his friend, his yetzer is also greater. And therefore, don't be surprised when we hear in the news, Rachmana Letzlan, that some great rabbis fall in sins. Because even a great person, and the more he learns Torah, the more yetzer hara is. And therefore, don't be surprised that sometimes the great people fall. Not that that's justifying them, chas v'chalila, but understand where that comes from. And in fact, speaking of the sin that I told you of falling in love with America, the Kol HaTorah says that the grub believed that the real, at the end of the days, that the people who are going to be hit by blinders, not to see the mitzvah of Eretz Yisrael, are going to be dafka, the G'dolei Ador. Hard stuff. Shal yedei zeh yapil et kol klal Yisrael v'igrom lahem yirida. It's going to cause a fall for all of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael. This yetzer hara is bigger than the regular powers of nature. This is not just a regular yetzer hara. This is Amalek style yetzer hara. Okay? וזה גם היה במעשה דרב אמרם חסידה שהיה מהקדושים אשר בארץ באותו הדור ונתגבר עליו יצרה באופן נורא ביותר ואחר שניצחו והשביעו שיצא ממנו נפק מיני כעמוד נורא אמר לי חזה דעת נורא ואנה ביסרה ואנה עדיף אמינך. Right? When he saw that the Yetzer Hara was overcoming him like fire, he realized that it was a yetzer hara that was above the regular nature. Okay, and it was trying to destroy all of Klal Am Yisrael. Now he explains it. So we understood the three different levels of yetzer hara. Now you know. It's very important, by the way, to know the yetzer hara. Come a little closer. I want to tell you something. Sometimes you got to know the yetzer hara. Yesterday I had... Everybody's got their kookiness, right? Do you know about your own kookiness? Your own... whatever makes you like go nuts. I got one thing that makes me a little nuts. I'm generally a pretty even-keeled person, but there's a few things that set me off. One of them is losing things. I hate losing things. And years and years I struggle to calm down when I lose things. Yesterday I lost something that I kept with me for like 6 months. And I like in my backpack a piece of paper about something important to me. And I almost had a freak out, you know? And you know what happened? You know what I said to myself? At the end, after 15 minutes of looking through, rummaging through my papers and having a freak out, I was like, I know you, Yetzer Hara. I know you, devil. Gotcha. You just showed yourself. You tried to trick me, tried to bring me down. I was trying to have like a good day of writing and good things. And like the devil, Kaviyacho, like came and mamash like, Letriduti min ha'olam, the Yetzer Hara tried to destroy me. You know, and take away my good day and make me yell at my kids or wife or something. You know what I'm saying? Like a whole like chain of events because you're flipping out. A person's got to know when the Yetzer Hara is attacking him. It's important to know your enemy. When you can know it, and there's a problem in that because the more you know it, the more sophisticated it gets. But still, it's important to identify who are you fighting with or else you're just punching in the dark. Okay, here we go. Now he's going to explain the split. Very fascinating. What time do we have until? Huh? Okay, plenty of time. Ule'or ze yesh lomar binyan ha'nisayon shel Yosef, shaya bo bet chalakim. Chalak ha'echad shaya nogelo al atzmo. He had his own. There was two separate aspects of the test that Joseph faced. One is he faced a personal test. Shebikesh ha'yetzara le'tirdo min ha'olam. The Yetzara wanted to destroy him personally from the world. Ve'habet. But the second one was shaya nogel klal Yisrael. The second test for Yosef was not for him himself. It's for Klal Yisrael. V'omnam, al ha'chelek shenogia klapav yitgaber legamrei bekochot atzmo. But over the test that he had personally, he was able to overcome it completely. V'lo yatzarich l'niret lo d'mud yukono shel aviv. He didn't need his father's image. over his own personal sin, he was able to overcome it. But the test that was trying to destroy all of Am Yisrael was above his pay grade. It was above his ability to overcome it. He needed to see his father's image at that moment. Why? Now, there's a deep thing here. Guys, did you ever ask yourself, why did God send us into Egypt? Why? He sent us into Egypt to get to come out as a nation, to stand withstand the tests. He sent us to Egypt, which was... And who is the one who actually sent us into Egypt? Think about it. Yosef. Yosef HaTzadik is the person who's in charge of sending the Jewish people to Egypt. He's the guy. If it wasn't for him, it wouldn't have happened. No. The brothers send Yosef down to Egypt. But he could have just went later on, at the end, Vayechi and stuff, he could have sent food to Eretz Yisrael easily. The Agalot got there 1, 2, 3. No problem. They could have stayed in Eretz Yisrael. He brings the Jewish people down to Egypt. It was him. It was his vision. Okay? And God says to Yaakov, like, don't worry, go down to Egypt. But the point is that he is in charge of the whole thing. The brothers are angry and all that. And by the way, Yosef could have done a lot, in my opinion, to assuage his brother's anger. He could have... He didn't have to make them so angry. He's very... In some ways, he's very annoying. You know, he's very, like, he really gets them to... He doesn't notice their sensitivities. In any case, why was he sent down there? Egypt was a place... Egypt, it says about the place, that it was a place full of... Ervata aretz, a mezuhemet b'tumah b'yoter. It was full of lasciviousness. It was full of illicit... dirty stuff. It was a slutty, dirty, you know, place. And the Jewish people had to actually somehow protect themselves. How did they do that? It says that the 600,000 Jews, the men and women and the children, kept themselves clean from arayot. They did not intermarry. They did not mess around. How did they do it? L'shem kach haya tzarich mukdam lishloach l'sham et Yosef. They had to send Joseph into that land first. He was in charge of breaking the sitra achra so that the Jewish people could go down there. K'divrei midrash, Yosef gadar atzmo min avera, unigderu kol Yisrael b'zchuto. The Midrash says that because Yosef kept himself from sin, then all of Am Yisrael was able to follow in his footsteps. V'ze haya inyan ha-nisayon shel Yosef hanogea l'klal Yisrael. When he went, the test that he had with Eshet Potiphar had an element of a test for all of Am Yisrael. Shat tzedik yisod olam yitgaber al ha-yetzara v'yishbor legamre et klipat Mitzrayim ervat haaretz. The Yetzer Hara was trying to attack him, and he needed to break the klipa, the husk of Egypt, which is the how do we translate this? Ervat haaretz. It's a place of sin. U'meidach ha-yetzer ha b'kesh l'ilkod et kol Yisrael. And therefore, the Yetzer Hara wanted to destroy all of Am Yisrael. If he had destroyed Joseph, all of Am Yisrael would have fallen in Egypt. So therefore, what is he saying? He's saying that there was two aspects. One was his personal test, that he didn't need any help. But then there is another test, which was the test of all of Am Yisrael, which he did need it, because it was above his own personal tests. This is an important thing for us to know when we look at leadership. You know, when you rise up in the ranks of leadership, you get tested higher for the issue of all of Am Yisrael. And therefore, you know, for example, Rav Kahana said about going into Israeli politics, he said a person should not go into politics until they know kol haTorah kula. You should know all the Torah before you go into politics, even if you have leadership potential. You got to grow in Torah. I'm just going to skip here to the next paragraph. So he explains that he was able to overcome, as I was saying, his own personal test. So why did he see Dafka, his father's image? רק בכוחו של יעקב, שנאמר עליו, כי שרית עם אלוקים ועם אנשים ותוכל, עמד בניסיון הזה. He had to see Yaakov, who was called Israel, and Israel means that you fought with man and with gods and with man, and you were able to overcome. והחלק הזה נוגע לכלל ישראל. This was exactly a test of, for all of Am Israel. Now he's going to give a second explanation. And then I'm going to give you a little bit of my own Torah. ואפשר לומר בעוד אופן, but there's a second way to explain it. עניין שני החלקים שהיו בניסיון, על פי דעית במדרש, שאשת פוטיפר ראתה בכוכבים שעתידים להיות לה בנים ממנו. Actually, here's a completely different take. Mrs. Potiphar was actually, she actually saw in the stars that she was supposed to have children with him. אך לא ידע שזה יהיה מביתה. She didn't know that it was actually her daughter. אלא חשבה שזה יהיה ממנו. She thought it was going to be from her. ואפשר לומר שכמו שהיא ידע מזה, כך גם יוסף ידע מזה. You could say, maybe Yosef thought so also, that he had a vision that he was supposed to have children with her. ומחמד כן נאמד בפניו ניסיון מסוג אחר לגמרי. He had a different test altogether. What was this test? מלבד החלק של עצם הניסיון שנתגבר עליו היצר, not that only did he have to overcome one aspect, which is his own yearning and desire, היה גם הניסיון מחמת הספקות. There was another aspect that he had to deal with, doubt. Doubt. Maybe this is the way I'm supposed to go. Another explanation, by the way, is that he understood that he was supposed to be the head of Egypt. He knew that he was supposed to be the head of Egypt, but he thought to himself, maybe it's through her. Here's my doorway. Here's my pathway. This girl likes me. She's big. She's a big shot. She's important. Forget this guy Potiphar. Off with him. And me and her are going to get to where I'm supposed to get to, become second in command of Egypt. Right? He's thinking politically. He's seeing an open door, and he wants to walk through it. Right? So you know what the Hasidim say? This is such a Torah. I'm going to give you the best, unbelievable, most amazing secret about how to know when the Yetzirah is attacking you. How did he know that she was not from the force of good and actually was from the force of bad? How did he know? Because it says v'dabra elav yom yom. She spoke to him every single day about it. When he saw that she spoke to him every single day, he knew that it was Yetzer Hara. Why? Because Yetzer Hara comes every day. Yetzer HaTov comes very, knocks one time. You want to come with me? Yes? No? That's Yetzer HaTov. Yetzer Hara? Hi, we'd like to sell you something. We'd like to sell you something. We'd like to sell you something. That's Yetzer Hara. And he knew that by the fact that she came to him every day, that it was not from the good energy. That's a big lesson for us as well, right? It's a big lesson for us that, like, sometimes you see, you know, Yetzer HaTov comes not often. Yetzer Hara comes every day. Another way, by the way, to test something, to know if it comes from Yetzer Hara or Yetzer HaTov, is to think to yourself, how will I feel after? So, for example, a great test of Yetzer Hara is the morning, to get up in the morning for davening. That's the big Yetzer Hara. And you know, you'll say, oh, you know what, if I sleep a little bit more, I'll catch you later, Minyan. Just ask yourself how you're going to feel after you miss Minyan, right? That's a simple thing. So, בעוד שעל חלק הניסיון עצמו יתגבר לגמרי, לא היה צריך לנרד לו דמות דיוקנו של אביב. So, when it came to the actual sin, the sin of the sexuality, he did not need the help of seeing his father. But the nisayon of the sfeikot, azeh haya zakuk lidmut yukono shel aviv. But about the doubt, he didn't know, and he needed help. And this is such a big thing, we have to ask Hashem right now, we have to pray to him and say, Hashem, please help us know how to make decisions. Help us know how to make decisions, give us guidance, because there's so many pathways to choose, and you don't know in life. And this is what he needed. So from the sin, he didn't need help on the sin, but he needed help to make the right decision. She Yaakov, Yaakov's mida is the mida of emet. She b'mida zo lo sheyachim kol dimyonot v'tauyot. Yaakov is the virtue of truth, and therefore he needed Yaakov to help him understand the right pathway. And we say, I'm going to just finish off here, al pizem miyushav nami, שהרי מקובל כי בשעת ניסיון נוטלים מן האדם את עשיית הדשמיה. ולמה ליוסף הייתה עשיית הדשמיה שנראית לו דמות דיוקנו של אביו? אלא כשאמור, בעצם הניסיון באמת לא הייתה עשיית הדשמיה ונתגבר עליו בכוחות עצמו. רק לאחר שעמד בניסיון ונהיה צדיק יסוד עולם, אז היה שייך החלק השני של ניסיון שעל ידי זה היה כבר עשיית הדשמיה שנראית לו דמות דיוקנו של אביו. They say when a person is being tested, all the עשיית הדשמיה leaves him. When you're in a test, all of the good energy that God gives you usually is gone. Now you're on your own, buddy. Struggle on your own. Let me tell you a little story, okay? Many years ago, you want to hear a little story? I was in Miluim, in the Army Reserves. I started studying how to drive ATVs. And it was a three-week ATV course. And the last week of the ATV course, we actually, the last day, we actually had a test. I was really nervous about it because you're studying something for 3 weeks to get a license. And you could easily fail. And it's very tricky. And there's a lot of road conditions that could be tricky. So, like, I got mystical. There was one car that, like, if you added up its license plate numbers, it added up to, like, 18. And it had a little, like, Tefillat HaDerech stuck onto it, little ATV. So I'm like, this is our car. And we had to double up with another partner. This guy says to me, yeah, but look at the wheels. This non-religious guy, look at the wheels. And they were bald. Now, you really want, especially on your test day, tires that are not bald, because you got to grab, you know, stuff to earth to be able to go over rocks and stuff. So at first I was like stalling and I was balking. And then at the end I was like, okay, you're right. And I looked and there was one sticker on this little car. And the sticker was Pro Grip. It was like a golf sticker or like a glove. It was like a glove. It was some kind of glove called Pro Grip. And I started, you know, and I was like davening to Hashem to help me with this test. And then I realized what Hashem was saying to me. You practiced for the last 3 weeks. Now I'm asking you, you pray a little bit, and now he says, Ishai, get in there and use the pro grip. Get pro now. All right, you asked for Siyata Deshmaya. Now I want you to use all that you've learned and get in there and drive it as hard and as best as you can. Like, no more asking me for help. Get in there. And it's a lesson that I've taken a lot of times. You do your preparation, you ask for Hashem, and then when you get to the battle, whatever that battle is, it might be getting on stage, it might be doing a radio show, it might be teaching a class, it might be whatever it is, you got to use your pro grip. No more asking Hashem for help. Now you got to, like, you did your asking, now you got to, like, do it. Hashem wants you to, like, do it. In the time of the test, they take away your Siyata Deshmaya. So in the time of the test, they took away Yosef's Siyata Deshmaya, and he overcame it himself. But then, when it came to the question about how to decide life, then Hashem came and gave him a direction of how to do it. So we learned a lot of very interesting things about Yosef. Indeed, he was very righteous, and he basically needed either God's help, either to overcome the massive test of all of Am Yisrael, or the test of decision-making. Now, just very quickly, I want to say one thing about the Parsha. The Parsha obviously is comparing two women. You want to hear something funny? I thought of this week, and then, like, the minute I thought of it, somebody sent me, like, an email with their Torah exactly saying that the Torah portion compares these two women. That's called bringing something down into the earth. You bring something down, and it, like, suddenly it spreads, and everybody understands it. So this guy sent me this Dvar Torah. Which are the two women? The two women are Tamar and Eshet Potiphar. Tamar and Eshet Potiphar. You sent it to me? You sent it. It was you. It was you. I didn't remember who. I just saw, I looked at it. It was amazing. I was so happy you sent it to me. It was Givaltik. You need a little help with the Hebrew. I got to help you with Hebrew a little bit. But it was good. So here, I wanted to give you a chizuk on it. I knew it was one of you guys. I just didn't know. It was something from a cult. I was like, Yonatan. I was looking very quickly. Okay, so here's the deal. Two women are compared, right? Eshet Potiphar and Tamar. Here's the deal about Eshet Potiphar and Tamar. Tamar does everything in order to do what? To have relations with Yehuda? No. To get the seed of Yehuda. To perpetuate the future of the Jewish people. Well, Mrs. Potiphar is a house wrecker. She's a home wrecker. She doesn't want to build. According to one opinion here, she wanted to have his children. But most opinions are no. She's not a builder. And that's the issue about Tamar. Tamar wants to build the Jewish people, and Eshet Potiphar wants to destroy the Jewish people. It's a completely different thing. And really, there's also a difference between, let's call it Jewish sexuality, and Greco-Roman sexuality. In Greco-Roman sexuality, the act is the end. That's the ikar, to get to the act. And in Jewish sexuality, the act is the beginning. And bringing seed into this world and pru revu milu ta'aretz and to raise Jewish children is the goal. A great example of this is the example of the mirrors that the Bnot Yisrael, that the women of Israel used in Egypt. When the Jewish men decided that they didn't want to have any more children because of the great Holocaust of throwing the baby boys into the Nile, the Jewish men stopped wanting to procreate. And the Jewish women used sensuality and got dressed up and attractiveness in order to bring what? Jews into this world. And you know what? Moshe Rabbeinu, when it was asked, we're finishing right up. When Moshe Rabbeinu, when the women said, "How about you use this for the laver in the Mikdash, in the Mishkan?" You know what Moshe Rabbeinu said? He said, "No, don't use that. You ladies used it for, you know, getting all dollied up. That's not right." And Hashem said, "No, no, 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 no. You got it wrong, Moshe Rabbeinu." One of the few times Moshe Rabbeinu gets it wrong. He said, those women were not using it to get dollied up. They were using it for what sexuality is meant for union and procreation. What a beautiful English word, procreation. They're procreation. Beautiful word. And that's the Jewish ideal. Not beauty for the sake of beauty, but beauty for the sake of life. Where seed is not something to be stopped, captured, and thrown away, but rather to nurture into a child, Jewish child. And that's the general Jewish idea, and that's the idea of Mashiach. Tamar captured, brought Mashiach. Tamar brought Mashiach into this world. And she had to do it in the roundabout way. While Eshet Potiphar did it instead of roundabout way, she was very overt, she was the epitome of Greco-Romanist. She wanted to take Yosef away from his righteousness, and instead, Yosef got to marry Osnat, and Asnat, of course, is the seed of Dina and Shechem that came down into Egypt. And the energy of Shechem came to Yosef. And later on, he was going to be buried in Shechem. And he had the gift of returning to the land of Israel. Guys, I just want to finish up with this. Yosef took the children of Israel down to Egypt. And it was Yeshua ben Nun from the tribe of Ephraim who led the Jewish people into the land of Israel. And the first thing that they did was they buried Yosef. Yosef split the sea for them. And he loved the land of Israel, the rabbis say. And he was the other Aaron. There was the Aaron HaKodesh. And there was the Aaron of Yosef's bones. And that Aaron came to the land of Israel and brought the Jewish people back home in purity. Bezrat Hashem, let us pray now. And I mean pray. That we see the reconstruction of the holy yeshiva at Kever Yosef, and that Jewish sovereignty will reign again in Shechem, and that we should not see anymore the unbelievable shame that our people have, that our, you know, the tomb of Yosef HaTzadik is so unknown by our own people, and that it's in such a disgraceful shame. It's one of the most shameful things in the Jewish world today, the state of Yosef HaTzadik and the state of Kever Yosef. And Bezrat Hashem, we'll see a fixing of that, a cleansing of that, and the Jewish people will return and pay homage to this great righteous tzaddik who is praying for us daily to lechzor b'tshuva, to clean ourselves up, and to Bezrat Hashem come with purity to the Beit HaMikdash. Shabbat Shalom.